1, 2, 1, 2, 3, let's go!
Hey, y'all, it's time for Roger the Wild Child Show. Here we go again. It's another fun-filled edition of Roger the Wild Child Show with your host, Roger the Wild Child, and the Meat Mill Guy, plus weather with Frankie McDonald. Nashville music news with Elise Harper and party time with Moonshine Shenanigans. Yee-haw! Let's do this.
Roger! Roger! It's Roger the Wild Child Show!
Hey, hey! How you guys all doing? It's that time again. It is Roger the Wild Child Show, and we have Darren, the female guy, with us, along with the beautiful Elise Harper. Hello, Elise.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, you're so loud.
I'm so.
Yeah, okay. Turn your mic down a little bit.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
You do that every week.
I'm so sorry. My mic is so crappy.
It's all
good. I'll get a better one. Is it still too loud?
Let's see here. We're just adjusting your volume here just a little bit, but you gotta love live shows, right?
Yeah, sorry guys. Didn't mean to hurt anyone's ears.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, he's saying he can't hear me.
Oh, no. All right.
How can I say no if I couldn't hear? Like, no, I can't. And you're going, he said no. And I'm like going, you go, can you hear me? I'm like, and they're like, well, how would you be able to do that if you couldn't hear me? I got, oh, you guys, I got you all messed up. She got her Britney Spears vibe on right there again with the headset and everything.
Yeah. Hey, baby, baby. Always.
Oops.
That's why I kind of don't want to get rid of it.
I did it again.
I play with your heart. Doesn't she do this or something on one of them? I don't know. She's awesome. She can do anything.
Let's see Roger do it. Sing that. Oops.
Oops. Yeah, Roger. I did it again.
Perfect. Nailed
yes,
it.
Yes, you did. That's a Madonna move, I think, like a Vogue.
Yeah, Vogue.
Maybe, maybe that's what that was. Yeah.
That's what
you
it
young
was.
Kids, my goodness, man. Yeah. Well, who was that? Rod Stewart? Nah, it was like Frank Sinatra. I don't know. Maybe it was.
So welcome everybody to the Roger the Wild Child Show. Elise Harper is co-hosting with us tonight again. And what's going to be really cool is we're going to be having some guest co-hosts pop on the show. So Elise is going to help us get that going.
And then,
yep, she's going to spearhead the co-hosting, the guest co-hosting committee. Yeah. And we're going to bring on different guest co-hosts to come, not talk about themselves, but give them a chance to interview other artists, you know, and pick their brains as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's something that we're going to be working on for the summer. The summer of guest co-hosts, one of many things that we will be doing throughout the next, during the summer. So we're going to have some fun things. Maybe create some new fun segments. I don't know. I want to make summer fun for all of us, right?
You got to have people pick people's brains. I mean, you like to pick your boogers. So picking brains,
I know,
right?
Well,
I love to pick my boogers.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's my favorite thing.
I know. He likes to eat them, though, too. So that's what's really weird. It's like, dude, you're not free anymore.
I stay away from that.
And he does the dishes, you know, afterwards. I go,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's my disgusting. Poor kid.
We knew a girl that did that. I was like, oh, my God, she's hacking, snacking. Now she's doing the dishes. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway. Oh, I thought everybody out there needed to just see that and think about it and go, wow, that's incredible. There's Darren Chef again coming up with something really visual.
Well, let's go check out the chat rooms. Tonight we've got Muna Garala, or is that how you pronounce it? Garasala. Hello, everyone.
Everybody try and pronounce that name one time.
Let's go
Sandra.
Back.
I can't read to save my life. So.
Muna Garala.
Garsala, welcome to the show.
Mona.
She's a newbie. Sandra Terrell. I wonder if she's related to our guest coming up.
She said good evening. Wow.
Good evening.
Richard Lee. Look at his back to his old profile. Look at that, man. The prison profile. I love it.
Emma. Hi there, Cliff and Emma.
Woohoo. Oh,
from Cliff and Emma. I can't even read today. I'm telling you. Danny Terrell Sr.
Oh, there he is. Look at Senior. All right.
Seniors. Yep.
He's here, man.
He is.
Yeah.
So.
And Richard.
And Richard Lee says, Richard. Elise, I need a shirt signed by all three of you. Can we make that happen?
I feel like that's a Roger question.
Hey, you know what? We'll just have to, you know, we'll just get a shirt. We'll get a shirt.
And we'll mail it around. We can all sign it.
Well, you and D can go ahead and sign it and then ship it to me. And I can put my final signature and then I can send it to Richard.
Perfect.
Well, look at you. That's critical thinking.
We figured it out. You got it, Richard.
That's the new buzzword, critical thinking. It really critical means common thinking. Sense. It just really means common sense, but that's the pretty new much. Thing. Like, oh, wow, you critically thinking? It's like, no, I'm just using common sense. You know, in other words, don't fix your roof when it's raining, right? It's not a good
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Well, Sandra says, I'm his mom. And Danny says, I'm his dad.
Man, look at you guys faked me out. I thought you were brother and sisters. Anyway, I thought Roger was his dad, but I got that mixed up. Hey, Richard, Lee, I hope you're feeling better, buddy. I saw on your page that you posted something, so you know that you weren't feeling well this last week. So good to see you in here, man, and I hope you're doing well, brother.
All righty.
All righty.
Let's get the show moving. It's time for some shenanigans fun, shall we? It is party time with Moonshine Shenanigans.
Hey, hey, y'all.
Hey, what you know good?
I know you. That's about it.
And that ain't good. So, I mean, you know, you get a double whammy there. You get the truth. Hey, you got Maudine sitting next to you there driving that contraption?
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Maudine. Hey.
Right then.
What's
up, Maudie? Sober again. Wow. Sober 2 weeks in a row. That's a freaking miracle.
That's wow. Awesome.
Where are you guys heading? The local Walmart?
Walmart?
You going to Walmart? Walmart. We done been to the Costco this week, so we got money like that.
Nice.
Costco's. Yeah, did you go to the Dollar Tree?
Yeah, hey, with Dollar Tree, I got Dollar Tree. It's $1.25 when you go in there.
That is. They raised the price.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, are they going to change all the signs to $1.25 tree?
Right. I wish they'd go to 50 cent bush instead of
$1.25. The word tree just doesn't ring when it's $1.25. It needs to be like, you know, I don't know, something like $1.25 branch, but not tree. I mean, tree doesn't sound right with the 25 in there. It's weird.
Don't get along today.
$1.25 weed. And I don't mean Mary Jane. What'd you say, Elise?
I said that would be a great price if that was the case.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Elise, I'm just saying.
$1.25
How much you got for that Mary Jane right there at that Dollar General? Y'all show their name. Hey, they probably got that in California where it's legal. Can you imagine walking into a Dollar General? Yeah, you got a pre-roll, dude? Yeah, I sure do. It's a buck.
In the buck.
Be like this little.
Like, what do you got, stems and seeds in there? Yeah.
This is dirt weed.
It's the expensive one because I like the two-bit weed. I'm all high class like that.
I like that. Oh. I like that Walmart Mary Jane.
That's my favorite. Wally That's my weed. Favorite.
Wally weed.
Wally weed. Yes.
Yes.
Wally weed.
Wally weed.
Wally weed. That is perfect, man.
You need to go ahead and plan that for when that happens.
If you go buy a book, right. Go to Costco and you can get that Costco Kush.
Oh my God.
You can't make this stuff up.
Hey. Can you imagine going in there and getting some Wally weed, and then next thing you know, you're tripping on all the people walking around there, and you're freaking going down the brownie aisle going, jeez, this is freaking too damn tempting, man. Them little Debbie cakes and shit after you just ate a few Wally weed edibles, man, and you're like, man, look at them little Debbies. Woo!
Little Debbies.
Oh, gosh, everything was like
magazine now. In there for like an hour and a half. I stopped and forgot to start again. I was just standing there looking.
I can see Elise in there, man, just, you know, wearing some crazy ass outfit, pushing some shopping cart.
Why would I be wearing a crazy outfit?
Because that's what people do in there. And they don't even try. They're not even dressing up on purpose. They just go in there as themselves.
They wore their pajamas to Wally World.
Right? I have worn my pajamas to Walmart 100%. I've worn a onesie.
You wore a onesie? I bet you did. Yeah.
I did. I wore a zebra onesie.
Oh, my God. That would
I tried, but one size that's fits all is a lie.
Tell them about your pink Minnie Mouse pajamas, Biggin.
Oh, we talked about that last week when you were listening. And Wade Jennings was taking pictures of him.
Where are the photos?
Yeah.
Gotta see him.
I got up, was trying to sneak through the house, and I thought Wade was asleep, and all of a sudden I heard, I looked over, and he's taking pictures, grinning from ear to ear.
The paparazzi.
Yeah.
Like the paparazzi.
Right.
Yes, Don Schwartz, we can see your comments, buddy. He's asking, can you see my comments? Yes, we can see your comments.
Can you see my comments? Yes, there it is. Can you see your comments, Don Schwartz?
You want to see my what?
Baby Daisy, you're at the Speedway.
Yes. You guys, we've got to do a show here at Martinsville Speedway. Everybody, we have a race in October, so we all got to go to a race here sometime. You'd love it. This is my hometown of Martinsville, Virginia. We're celebrating 75 years here at the Martinsville Speedway.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome. 75 years. Yep. Woo.
Yeah.
Been around for a long time.
Yes. This is where I first met my hero, Richard Petty. My dad brought me here and surprised me. And
that's great.
Aww.
So this is where I grew up.
And that's how you became the whiskey girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they say don't meet your heroes, but did he disappoint or was he amazing? What was the verdict?
He's amazing. He's he hasn't changed a bit. That was over over 30 years ago, actually. I'm gonna tell my age here in a minute. But that was over 30 years ago.
Well, how old were you when you met him?
I was about 7 years old.
Wow.
And he sat me on the car, the STP racing machine. He sat me on the car with him, and we watched the race, the remaining of the race together. And I've got that picture. And then all these years later, I promoted his Whiskey 43. So, and you know, after all these years, he's still out there meeting and greeting all of his fans. And I've seen him. He's still signing those autographs for hours and hours.
That's awesome.
Very
cool.
He's my hero. He's still amazing. He gets out and goes, you know, like he always has. And I'm so happy.
Are you by the bench still?
Yeah, I can. I'm not too far from it.
Yeah, let's get
it. Let me just climb under this barbed wire chain link fence and I'll get right there.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Like, let me crawl out from underneath the damn bleachers here and get yeah, I'll get you there. I'm going to jump the hot wire fence here, too, where the cattle can't get out.
I never pee on the electric fence.
Yeah, never. Never.
Yeah, just throw up on
brother
it.
Brother Tricky while he's standing on a tire pissing on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. So this bench Baby Daisy was showing us before the, we went live during the pre-show. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's there at the Martinsville Speedway. And in remembrance of Richard Petty.
And you can see she's moving as fast as she can to get there.
I
look at her, man. Like a freaking sloth.
Moved this
like, you're like, oh, I'm going to get there any second. I'm just teasing. I'm
we'll check back by the end of the show.
Yeah, don't worry.
In honor of Richard Petty.
Oh,
I'm glad I wasn't there with her. With her
mate. Aw, very cool.
Oh, that's for awesome.
For his 80th birthday, and he's 84.
Why does it say wiener? Now. Why does it say wiener on there? Good Lord. I thought I saw the word wiener. I'm like, what the hell does wiener have to do with anything?
It's
winner.
It says winner. Winner. It says winner, Darren.
Oh, I thought
you got to get your glasses checked.
What's on your mind, son?
Well, you know, Darren, I always got wiener on the brain.
Hey, listen, man, it ain't that long, but boy, it sure is skinny. Don't forget. Oh, God.
You want either of those.
trying to be honest with y'all. That's all. You know, I'm not ashamed. Little freaking pencil eraser. Anyway, what's up?
Hey,
I'm sorry. This is not a kid's show. Forgive me.
Yeah, it's not. Definitely
and,
not.
And Baby Daisy, don't run back as fast as you got there. You know, baby don't hurry Daisy. Now.
It's not a Baby Daisy show either. Look, here's the official pace car.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
That is awesome.
That's so cool.
Danielle Nicole Ryan, welcome to Facebook. Saying hello.
Danielle, what's happening?
Hello, Danielle.
Thanks for joining.
Come on, Danielle.
Thanks for being part of the party.
Yeah.
We're gonna
wait
set
a minute.
The party
Danny Terrell's sister. Danny Terrell's sister. Do what?
We're coming up there and doing one from the feed mill. The whole show is going to be the torment of the feed mill guys.
Okay, well, we can do that. When y'all are here, we'll just head to the feed mill and do a live feed. There we go. No pun intended.
I'll fly in.
Bam.
Fly in.
No, you can't come. Sorry. Just me, Elise, and Biggins. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
All right, no problem.
Forget Roger the Wild Child, the main guy of the show. You're out. I'm just kidding.
I'm out. I voted.
Oh, wow. Look at... What happened to Biggins?
Oh, no.
And we lost him.
Yep, we lost his connection.
And you know what? Baby Daisy looks like a car now, too. That's weird.
Yeah. I'm
she changed into a race car.
Yes.
That's real purdy. Look at them bleachers right there. I took you back behind the bleachers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I've never seen it so peaceful over here. I'm like the only one here.
That's incredible. What a great thing to be there. Yeah, by yourself.
October. Let's
Rocktober,
go racing dude. In October.
Rocktober, bro.
We're going to Rocktober.
Yeah, bro.
Awesome.
Yeah, bro. Rocktober, Elise. Freaking Rocktober, dude, for sure, bro.
Yeah.
All righty, Baby Daisy. Time. Thank you so much.
All right. It's good to see y'all.
Going down.
Where are you going to be next week, Pamela?
Probably Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopping all over.
Yep.
Yes.
She all over the place.
All of them.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Baby Daisy. We'll see ya.
Okay. See ya.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman. Who? Frankie. Who? Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes, it is weatherman Frankie McDonald. Frankie, how's it going?
Hey,
it's going. I'm doing great over. It's humid, but it's cool outside right now. Tomorrow, they got a cold front going through Sydney, Nova Scotia. Tomorrow, that's going to bring even cooler temperatures tomorrow afternoon and evening. Since the cold front's going through Sydney, Nova Scotia, that's where Janet and I from the Cape Breton Ridgehills are from Sydney, Nova Scotia. And they're getting cooler weather tomorrow. Going to hit time, go to Nova Scotia and Anchorage, New Glasgow, I am, and it's going to hit Toronto, Nova Scotia, it's going to hit Halifax, the Arlington, all these places, and it's going to hit it's going to be lots of rain all across central United States this week, with lots of thunderstorms all across central U.S., and eastern United States going to turn cooler temperatures, and Ontario is going to warm up again, warm air, cold air, fighting each other. It's been really, really windy in Long Beach, California lately. It's going to continue to be like that this week coming up, And now Mexico is really hot in Mexico, too. In South America, like Venezuela and Brazil, and Colombia, Argentina, Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia, they're getting lots of thunderstorms and rain lately. And then in Europe, it's going to get lots of showers and rain. And UK and parts of the European Union countries like Denmark and all these places, and Norway's getting lots of showers and things like this. And it's going to bring lots of thunderstorms in Philippines, Taiwan, Thailand, India, and Pakistan's having a dangerous heat wave. And another month, monsoon season will start up. Then there are summer, it was over, there'll be monsoon season. They're bringing so hot weather in India and Pakistan, over in Tibet, once again, on the other side of the mountains in Nepal. That's much cooler temperatures in Tibet and places like this. It's so hot in India because of the mountains.
You know, Frankie, last week we did a challenge with you, and we asked we did the whole, you know, Frankie Lee eating 50 slabs of barbecue ribs. I challenged you to go on YouTube and create a video, and you did. You created a video eating barbecue ribs. How many views did you get off that video?
Over 2,000 views.
Woo!
Nice.
And did you hear about that? In Australia, southeastern Australia, it's getting wetter than normal and lots of rain and cooler temperatures in southeastern Australia. And New Zealand's getting lots of rain, and South Island, they're getting snow up around the central New Zealand, around the South Island, things like this. Frankie McDonald has scored 500 points to eat 50 ribs on the Roger the Wild Child show. Woo! And South Island is getting cooler than normal. According to Michael Payman, a.k.a. Michael P. Mahone, Frankie McDonald has scored 500 points to eat 50 barbecue ribs at once video on YouTube.
Nice.
And did you hear about that? Janet's from the Cape Breton Originals. She's from Sydney, Nova Scotia, same hometown as me. She could be one of the co-hosts of the Roger Wild Style show this summer.
Cool.
You never know.
Janet's from the Cape Breton Originals. She's from my hometown.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. You never know who will land in the spot. So Elise is spearheading the whole thing, like we said earlier.
I'm Brandon Hulk, the weatherman from Brooks, Alberta. He could be another co-host of the Roger the Wild Child show. Or Joey Only is another guy. The comedian Meteorological Weather Guy is another guy.
Well, you never know what's going to happen, Frankie.
And Jason Marshall, we don't have Cookie Sky from Dayton, Ohio, could be a candidate for the co-host of the Roger the Wild Child show in the summer. It's like a guest host. Same with Jason Marshall. We don't have Cookies Guy and those guys.
Send them over. The recommendations. I love it.
Love it.
Jason Marshall. We don't have Cookies. One guest host. And another guest host is Janet from the Cape Breton Originals. And the third co-host is Brandon Hulk from Brooks, Alberta. Another guy working at a radio station, the weather guy. And the fourth co-host is Joe Yoli, the comedian meteorological weather guy. He's the host of the Joe Yoli show on every Thursday nights. That's another one.
We need 1,000 of them. Can you please line up 1,000?
Hey, Frankie, what's the weather going to be like in Nashville this week?
It's going to cool down. It's going to get warm up again. It's going to be a chance of thunderstorms this week because of warm air, cold air fighting each other this time of the year. Sun's going to reach Tropic of Cancer on June 21st. That's the longest day of the year in Northern Hemisphere, shortest day of the year in Southern Hemisphere, up in North Pole, in Nunavut territory, to get 24-hour daylight around the end of June and July. There'll be 24-hour daylight up in North Pole this time right now. It's going to bring 24-hour darkness in South Pole in Antarctica.
Okay.
All right, Frankie, I got another challenge for you. Guy eats 500 brownies after getting stoned.
I'm working on it.
You'll work on it.
I'll work on it. Or here's a second one, just in case that one isn't like your favorite. All right. The other one is crazy guy eats 200 bushels of corn on the cob as fast as he can. Okay. So that's another option.
Mm-hmm. And the third option would be eats 200 tacos.
Oh, you got some choices there, buddy.
Yes, you do.
Can you repeat the choices so we make sure that we know that you...
A guy tries to eat 50 tacos again.
Again?
Again.
That'll work. Did you already do that one?
I did that back in
2015. Oh, 2015. Wow, in years, you need to do it again.
Yeah.
You got to do it again. It's been too long.
Yes.
Do whatever your heart desires. It could be.
Do whatever you want, Frankie.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like the corn, though.
Yeah, the corn could be really good.
Yes, it could.
Corn on the cob with, you know, just.
With butter and all that. Mm.
Yeah. Salt, pepper.
Hey, I'm out of here, guys. I'm going to go grab some dinner. You guys got the show?
Right.
You guys right? All making me hungry over here. Take us out, Frankie.
Best of luck to you. I'm Frank and Don. You're listening to Roger the Wild Child Show. Cape Breton Originals. Janet will be one of the co-hosts of the guest co-hosts of the Roger Wild Child Show.
Woo-woo!
First couple go left. First couple go right. Dixie style to an ocean wave. All eight circulate.
Y'all ready for some Nashville news?
All right, Elise. Welcome to the
Hi.
Show.
Welcome Thank to the you. Show. She's been on all
yeah.
from the get-go. Welcome to the show. Like, hello.
Wow.
I haven't seen you in a while. Peace
Two
on
seconds
Earth.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how's it been since the last time we met we chatted?
It's been great, you know. It's been like 30 seconds and it's been wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I do hope Frankie does either the corn on the cob or the brownies.
The brownies would be something else.
The brownies is what it's got to be. It has to be brownies. But you told him he's got options, so he's got options now.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Absolutely. Well, some fun Nashville news here today. If we have any Carrie Underwood fans, it is official.
Nobody likes Carrie Underwood on
Carrie
the show
who?
Anymore. Because you talk about her every week. Everybody's, yeah, no one cares anymore, at least. I'm just kidding. Go on.
Well, her reflection tour in Las Vegas residency this year has officially ended. The last show was May 21st. But she is going to be touring the country, which is very exciting. She did just announce her Denims and Rhinestones tour. She released all of those dates. She is going to have opener Jimmy Allen. So that's awesome. Congrats, Jimmy, for being on such a great tour. And she posted a photo of her two cute little boys sporting their mother's merch jacket. And at the bottom, she teased that they will be back in Vegas, another residency in 2023. So
nice.
That's really exciting. I'm going to have to make a special trip to Vegas just to see her. So
of course.
That would be a lot of fun.
My stomping grounds, actually.
Yeah?
Yes, I lived in Vegas for like 10 years. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, I was down there for many years working down there, and I still go back and forth. Like, it's second nature for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I dated a guy out there for a minute, and so I went and visited, and I loved it.
One minute?
That's all it took, man. The guy gambled his whole life away within a minute, man. He was gone. He was toast, man. He tried to get a few freaking cocktails thrown back, man. Next thing you know, the guy was pawning his freaking rings and his watch because he was a loser, and she dumped the chump.
No.
I mean, you know. 1 minute later, it was a speed date. She was in the Vegas speed dating circuit.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do the fastest date and see how we can destroy
it
as fast as we can.
And then it just kind of, you know, fizzled off. Well, COVID happened and no one could, go anywhere.
Yeah, screw him.
You know.
Anyway.
That's the number one breakup line. Why are we not together anymore?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know the troll. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, back to Nashville.
I'm glad you ended it really nice with him. That's nice to hear.
Yes.
So you guys are buddies.
Yes, we're still friends.
So. You don't hate each other. You can't with social media. It's not like when we were growing up. It's like, all right, man, I hate that dude. It's like, you don't have to see him again. You know, it's like you're gone, you know. But with social media, you can like stalk anybody, do whatever the hell you want. Like, I hate that person. It's like, why are you going to my Facebook page 20 times every hour? Anyway, go on. Go on, Elise.
Hey, I'm not going to say don't stalk people because that would be a lie. So
yeah.
We all do it.
All of us stalk somebody at one point to find info out. We'd be lying.
I stalk Darren every night at 3 o'clock in the morning to see if he's online. Does. Yeah.
He does. Check I'll admit stream. It. In his stockings, too. He stalks me in his stockings. That's just really weird. But anyway, his knee highs.
Well, I know we were talking about food with Frankie. But after 2 years, Taco Bell has brought back the Mexican pizza.
Are y'all a fan of
Taco Bell?
Yeah, I heard people talking about it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I loved the Mexican pizza.
I know people
have
been bragging about it.
Well, yeah, I was so sad when they took it away. And now I'm going to have to go get that for dinner tonight. But John Party's
wife. What exactly
wife,
is that? What is it? What is it? The Mexican pizza?
Yeah, it's like a crispy tortilla. And then it's mm-hmm. just, you know, ground beef, cheese, sour cream, all the stuff. And it's double layered. Mm-hmm. So it's
so
kind of
basically
it's
just
like
a taco on a.
Yeah, taco. I see. Meat, basically. Yeah. But
I love it. They call it. We need something new. Let's call it a Mexican pizza. I mean, yeah. That's great though. It's good marketing, man.
But don't they call? Right? Aren't they tostadas though? Really?
Yeah, pretty much. Could be. Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, you're just basically sandwiching the tostadas, as you would say.
Yep.
Yes.
Is it tostada or tostadas, like you said? Anyway.
I don't know.
Tostadas.
Tostada. Mwah.
That's all I'm telling you. No, I love the tostada.
Well, I brought up the pizza because John Party's wife has made a fun little Instagram called Party's Plates where she gives kind of knockoff recipes for fast food items, but that are a little healthier version. If you go follow her on Instagram, you can see her make Taco Bell's Mexican pizza, her version, but a little bit healthier, just so you don't have to go out, you know, grab all the food, wait in the line, blah, blah, blah. You can just make it at home and you make it for everybody.
And where do you find her? Where do you follow her at?
Yeah, you can follow her on Instagram. The Instagram account is called Party Plates.
That sounds really cool.
Is it P-A-R-D-I? Party
yeah,
plates?
It's Party, like his last name. P-A-R-D-I plates. Yeah.
All right, cool.
You know, they need to bring back that Bill Beefer, man. If you're too young, you don't even know what that is, man. That was their burger. It was in a bun, man. It was like from the 70s. And they put that ground beef in there, that cheese and lechuga, which is lettuce in Spanish, if you didn't know.
Mm-hmm. And I did it.
Queso. Yeah.
Mm. And, that sounds actually amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to start doing a throwback. Bring the Bell Beefer back. It was good. Anyway.
All right. Moving on. Next little bit of Nashville news for all of our Yellowstone fans. They have announced the start date of the season 5. So that is going to premiere November 13th. So got a couple months.
ELO, did you say? ELO?
Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone. Okay. They said ELO. Yep. I was like, going, yeah, ELO, like the band? Like elephants love ostriches? What the hell is ELO?
Yeah, Yellowstone's coming back in November.
Yeah.
It's the longest running season yet.
Yeah, they said it was like, I think each episode is 2 episodes, and there's 7, so there's going to be 14 episodes this season. So that's really cool, and I'm just excited. I don't want to wait till November. I finally caught up. I watched everything. And so now I'm just like, dang,
you're admitting to a binge watch?
Yeah.
Did you binge watch it?
Oh, 100%. I binge watched that.
I've only binge watched one thing in my life. Only one.
Really?
I've never binge watched anything. I mean, it's like before I even binge watched this, the last thing I even saw in a movie theater was, I think, Jaws. I mean, I've been so far removed for so many years. But, you know, honestly, I did binge watch that freaking Tiger King thing or whatever it was, that weird
thing. Oh, I never watched that.
I mean, I thought it was going to be something so stupid, and it really was, but it was just like captivating. I watched one of them. I was like, I couldn't stop it. It was like at 3 in the afternoon. It was like 1 in the morning. I'm like finally finishing the last one. I was going, this freaking dude is insane. But anyway,
yeah,
that's what I binge watched.
Yeah, it's crazy how that whole story unfolded. I didn't want to watch it. My roommate made me watch it, but same.
It's pretty weird. Wouldn't you say it was weird?
It was just crazy that they went to go do this documentary about tigers, and then they found this whole murder mystery.
Right. That's what was so crazy, and it was so goofy, and I'm going, what are people so caught up in this for, man? And then the characters were just so weird and wild. I'm like, okay, this is a sign of the times, man. This definitely is not, you know, Gone with the Wind, you know? It's like, all right. This is something new.
It's not Gone with the Wind. Are you sure, Darren?
Definitely not Gone with the Wind.
No.
It's a tiger murder mystery love story.
And jail time.
Yeah. Is he still in jail?
I think so.
Oh, he's going to be in there for a while.
Yeah.
But what about the lady that he was always after? And didn't she murder her?
She got away with it.
There was no proof.
Oh, she totally murdered her husband and fed him to the tigers. She totally did. I 100% believe she did that. Okay. 100%.
Yeah, that's
Where did he go?
With his billions of dollars. He was a billionaire, too.
Right.
So it's like, wow. Okay, he disappeared. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How
convenient.
Yeah. All right. Moving on in other Nashville news, Luke Combs has revealed this last Tuesday that he is going to be doing a duet with Miranda Lambert. So that is probably going to be awesome. Ooh. I can't wait for that. But the song is going to be is called Outrunning Your Memory. So that'll Yeah, I think that's going to be a cool concept. Mm-hmm. He also announced a couple other collaborations. Eric Church, he's going to be collaborating with, and that song is going to be called Does to Me. He's going to be collaborating with Brooks and Dunn, and that song is going to be called One Too Many. He's also going to be collaborating with Amanda Shires. That song's going to be called Without You. And then the last person he's going to be collaborating with is Jameson Rogers, and that song is called Cold Beer Calling My Name.
And when's he collaborating with Elise Harper?
You know, that's a great question. I would love at any point in time to collaborate. So if you have a connection to that.
Elise is too busy for those people. I mean,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now I drop everything in a heartbeat. Just be like, oh, Luke, you want to collaborate? Okay. Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
That's your song title. Drop everything in a heartbeat, man. That's the that's the song you need to write with him.
Hey, I'm just gonna put that in my phone real quick so I don't forget that. Yeah,
drop everything in a heartbeat, including including your mother-in-law. I'm just kidding.
Hey, no.
That'd make a great song. You're going, oh wow, she really loves him. Drop everything in a heartbeat. That means getting rid of you, dude, and your mother.
That actually is pretty funny.
That could be great. Set them up so they're thinking, oh my God, this is such a beautiful love story, but it's really about like, time for you to check the locks from outside. Tell me if they work. Bye. Anyway.
Oh, goodness. All right. And last little bit of Nashville news that I have is the season finale of American Idol is going to be mostly country performers, which is awesome.
Really?
For the genre. So as we all know, Carrie Underwood and Gabby Barrett got their start on American Idol. So they're definitely going to come back and support. Have to. And then on top of it, they're going to bring country star Thomas Rhett. So that's going to be an awesome show. I'm definitely going to have to connect or watch the finale for sure.
So we got to get some of these American Idol contestants of this season on our show later this year.
Okay.
No brainer.
I'll see what I can do.
That ain't
Don
deal.
Schwartz, get it set up, buddy.
Yeah, Don.
I'll get it set up for you. Hey, I'll drop a few names here and there. Hey. Kids, is the word pronounced genre or genre?
Genre.
Is it genre? It's like tomato, tomato, genre.
Yeah.
Genre.
Genre sounds like, you got jaundice. Like, wow. Too weird. Like, yeah, did you catch that genre? Yeah, I got it. Been sick for 2 weeks with genre.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. It just sounds like something. You got the COVID genre? No, I just got genre. Okay. I don't know where this stuff comes from. Don't ask me. you know where it comes from.
All right. I'm not saying anything.
Me neither. I'm out of this conversation.
What you got there, McDougal's, honey? They to get you. Good Lord, look at her guzzling that damn thing down, man. Hey,
it's just water. It's just water.
It's time to bring on our first guest of the night.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. How are you all?
Hey, it is
good.
Denny Sarakin. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Well, I know how you guys are doing. You're out of your minds. Next question.
We're crazy.
Hey, you know, it's one big party here on the Roger the Wild Child show. We just get talking, have a gab fest, and, you know, and next thing you know, our guests are just hanging out in the green room, just having a good time waiting for their turn to, you know, chime in. So it's your turn, Denny. Yeah.
It's your turn to be weird. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Denny?
Yes, sir.
You got a nice collection of guitars back there. I'm trying to.
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's a cool wall. Man.
Yes. Here, I'll get it. I'll get off the way. You can just talk to the gear.
I love it, man. He's got the see-through chair, too. You got the see-through chair. We can see right through the
Yeah. I just keep it basically, you know, kind of rotate the stash. And this is my little, this is Samurai Studios, the place where I record my latest CD and sitting here in my bunny slippers and just playing all the parts.
That's how we do things right now with Zoom, you know, when we do Zoom meetings, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
We have I'm wearing sweatpants. I was like,
I'm wearing nothing.
I'm not wearing any pants. Hey, yeah, beat me to it. I'd give anything for a pair of sweatpants.
What? Sweatpants? What do you want?
You don't sweat when you don't wear the pants. It's a lot more comfortable. Takes a little talcum. A little talcum powder, but to you do fine. So anyhow, those are my guitars. This is my studio. This is my CD. Very American looking product.
That's your compact disc.
It is.
Yes, that's what the kids are calling them these days.
Yeah, you have a compact disc.
Yes. That's good. Yeah, but I go to the chiropractor twice a week, and it just kind of works out.
Kind of compact right now. Yeah.
Hey, same.
I love it.
Yes, that's my CD, Founding Fathers, which I've been very prolific. This is the second CD I've made in a lifetime worth of years. Yeah, but it's kind of really cool, and I've just gotten a real nice buzz off of this. The title song, Founding Fathers, that I just kind of wrote on a whim, sort of before all these crazy political things, left, right, up, down, things kicked in. And it's basically almost kind of like a ghost story / prayer between, you know, somebody sitting here today in America and the founding fathers, and basically like, what the hell happened and where do we go? And it's one of those things that actually have been kind of fun, because it's like I've had guys with MAGA hats in the same bar or the same room, and like people that are like, you know, screaming liberals, and they're all like, hey, that's my song.
I love it. That's good, man. That's good.
I think it's about asking the right questions is more important than like coming up with, I got the answers.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's crazy how music brings people together. So I think that's awesome. That's really cool.
Well, thank you.
You know, so, you know, not only are you a songwriter and you've toured with some amazing bands, but you're also a guitar teacher.
Yeah, I teach guitar, and I kind of specialize in working with songwriters or people that do you play guitar? Well, I play a little college, or gee, I always wish I couldn't. You know, really getting people, I teach people how to really kind of play their classic rock songs, how to get them to kind of perform on guitar. For songwriters, really, I do a workshop called Make Your Guitar Your Co-Writer.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I mean, people just you come on down. Basically, so many people just get stuck in that little, you know, kumbaya rut. And I'm personally not a big one of these golf appointment writers with some, you know, 8 different people a week. But, you know, a lot of times really something comes up. You got something, a title? No. You got something? I got this. Nah. I'll go make coffee. And somebody goes to make coffee, and someone just kind of, you know, starts picking out maybe a little kind of Sweet Home Alabama guitar, just noodling. And the coffee guy comes running and says, hey, what's that? I don't know. It was just kind of like, well, hey, let's write something like that. Yeah. You know, so I mean, I've just like ripped off of James Taylor, and it's not really ripping off, it's lifting, you know, and it's stuff that they've lifted from all the people and, you know, on the road backwards. Right. But, you know, I have a DVD called Dictionary of the Songwriter's Guide to Great Guitar. And it's just kind of like, hey, this is how you get that James Taylor thing. Here's how you get that Drive and Chuck Berry thing. Here's how you get that Southern rock thing.
Cool. Yeah.
And it's really meant to just give you, here's open G tuning. Here's how Joni Mitchell gets all her feathery, flowery things. Here's how Delta Blues guys get their stuff. Here's how Keith Richards gets his brown sugar stuff. You know, and it's just like boom, 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 boom. And then take it, you like it, run and write with it. So that's kind of the kind of workshops that I like to do and the kind of clientele I do best with.
That's great, man. That's such a nice approach, because typically like the people that have been around, you know, from my heyday, 80s session guys and stuff. I mean, most of them kind of really focused on all those different types of things as they were coming up, figuring out music. And it seems like everybody's so compartmentalized these days within one specific area. And that, so that's a great thing, you know, that you're opening up all those avenues and kind of hipping people to, you know, some of those expressions on how those things became and evolved into what they were, which is great, man. I mean, what a great concept for a class, because yeah, it's a,
and you know, if you know where the people were coming from and their musical background, like, you know, I'm an enormous James Taylor fan and the shows of my music and so many other people's, but it's like, if you tell people, you know, what was James Taylor's main instrument? His first instrument was a cello.
Wow.
Really?
Wait a minute. You know, so then when you kind of get all these, ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? You know, there's all that stuff kind of built into his guitar playing.
Did you hear that? I could hear the cellos are boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom,
right. You know,
boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely.
Boom,
boom. And he also talked about one of his big influences was he was a, you know, this uber juvenile delinquent, which didn't mean he was driving a car. And his folks sent him off to like one of these military, you know, academy kind of schools where he just proceeded to learn more about different drugs. And he taught himself guitar, and he taught himself some of the chords backwards, which I won't get into that technically, but it has to do with these little kind of fingerings that he does, because of the way he fingered things. It's just certain types of chords were closer instead of doing these big kind of, he fingered these, you can't really see it, but he fingered stuff backwards. So he'd kind of do these. And
that's nice. There's some tension in there too, but not getting all the roots in there. So that's great.
Yeah. And I always tell people like, hey, music doesn't come from here. The music comes from here. Mm-hmm. It's really about listening to it, listening to your guitar, listening to, you know, other writers. To me, okay, I'm a good guitar player and people, you know, said nice things about it. But I love songs. And to me, like, you know, the guitar is the way of just getting through the songs. And I've never been like a speed player, and I'm a lefty who plays guitar righty and stuff. And, you know, I used to feel like, oh, I'm not as good as the other little kids. But then I went, but I don't like to listen. I appreciate Van Halen, but I don't like to listen to stuff that fast. I like to hear something that I can hear. And, you know, even as a session player, I like to, you know, I look at like, here's a song and a verse and a chorus and then a bridge. And then that solo, if it's going to be in there, has got to be like something that somebody can sing, you know, and you can sing that solo, and then it just takes you back, you know, into the song again.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's just sort of the way I've rolled. You know, I'm like the songwriter who happens to play pretty good, okay, guitar.
Oh, no, that's all great points. I mean, you certainly don't want the eruption guitar solo in Moon River. It wouldn't fit. I mean, it's like, here we go. Here's a beautiful, like, Sinatra ballad, but let's do Eruption by Eddie Van Halen in the middle of this. Yeah, that would be really fitting. It would be like taking the words, like, to Smoke on the Water and trying to put them into, like, you know, a beautiful ballad. It's like, you know, there's a place for everything.
Give it Sinatra. Smoke on that crazy water.
Some crazy with the flare gun. Burn that place down.
Lake burn Geneva. That wild place down.
Yeah, burn that wild place down. Lake Geneva.
My kind of background really came from, of course, you know, I was into Everly Brothers and stuff when I was young. My brother and I sang. But, you know, I really got bit by the folk bug early. But I love just the storytelling, and I love people like, you know, Pete Seeger, and just the way they kind of orchestrated, and, you know, it was so bare instrumentally. And, you know, of course, there are the Kingston Trios and the Peter, Paul, and Marys and the, you know, the people that became the pop music of the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I used to play in Greenwich Village and Washington Square on Sundays and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even at a young age, I gravitated to the people that were really kind of the source players, and really kind of, you know, did my homework and listened to the Mississippi Delta guys and listened to, you know, the people taking the old music and how they were reworking it into something new with a new energy. And, you know, I still kind of go back to the roots of that stuff. And I love the idea of storytelling, you know, which was the greatest thing about
about most of the folk music stuff, and you know, the real deal people.
Mm-hmm. That's good info. Absolutely, man. Good stuff.
So, Denny, tell us about the Nashville Songwriters Road Show. It's an all-day event that you do.
Yeah, I did one at Sweetwater, and I put a bunch of little workshops that I've done together, and I finally put them all into this one all-day thing. It's my play make your guitar your co-writer workshop, and again, that's kind of hands-on. I have people bring their guitars and, you know, talk about rhythm stuff, talk about how to get you know, different little twinkling licks, and how to get kind of Chet Atkins kind of, you know, Chet Atkins is such a great little masterful artist, but I show people like in five steps how to play Chet Atkins stuff.
Well, that's incredible, because that's always baffling if you don't have any kind of or something like
that. Which I say step number one is just the gorilla step. Step number two is add with your fingers, just going ding, dong, ding, dong. You know, so it's easy to get that stuff. Step three, same thing with a little syncopation. One and two and three and four. Step four, add a little hammers. Step five is, well, I got a pinky. Hunt and peck. And you put them all together again.
I like it.
Yeah, Chet was bad.
So, I mean, that's exactly, added no embellishment to all of those little things that I just showed you. So, you know, again, I just try and show people. Now, you know, I say all it takes is to learn that, and then, you know, 5 to 105 years of listening to the guys that master this stuff. And, but to play something simple, to take that and turn it into, you know, classic rock or country stuff, or get a little finger picking, you know, little sweet things or James Taylor stuff. It's not that hard. You know, when you know the basics techniques, that's when, you know, the art, the technique, and your own personal muse, you know, come together, and it kicks into stuff. So I do that workshop. And I also do a thing called songwriting in 3D. Which
What's cool. that all about?
Yeah.
It's about an hour, 45 minutes. people do these workshops, and God love them. And it's, okay, this is your verse, and your A, B, and your form, and your C. But, you know, to me, this is really about, I'm a Zen guy. I've done martial arts and stuff too. But it's about the psychology. Like a song, I say, is a bookmark. Should be a bookmark in somebody else's memory bank. Mm-hmm. You know, songs about communication. How do we communicate? We communicate on a visual, an emotional, or a psychological level. And, you know, how do you hit those kind of points where when I'm singing about, you know, my lady or something like that, if I'm singing, every time I look in your eyes, I get this feeling deep inside. You know, what's that feeling deep inside me? Is it love? Is it acid reflux? It's like, you know what? But if I say, you know, when I look in your eyes, every time I look in your eyes, it's like falling in love again for the first time. Then the listener goes, oh, I remember one, you know, I saw her across the crowded room, and I went, you know, and there you've made that bridge into their memory banks, into their experiences. You're making them feel certain things. You know, so it's really about getting that visually things. I mean, like I have a lyric, just one of my things from my first CD called Grace of God. And just the lyric starts up. I was walking down on Main Street late one cold December night. Okay, Main Street, everybody. You see small town Main Street, cold December night. Okay, you know, your collar's up, you feel that. You know, when a shadow man approached me underneath the corner light, what's a shadow man? And it's a dark corner and something psychological. It's a little spooky. What's going on? His clothes were torn and tattered and his eyes had lost their shine. But I recognize that old school friend of mine. You know, so you see the bum and is he coming for change? He's going to mug you. Yeah. But, you know, that, oh, wait a minute. I know this guy. I went to school with this guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just those few lines, it's hitting you emotionally, it's hitting you visually, and it's, you know, psychologically sort of stimulating. Where's this story going?
Yeah.
You know, so if people just, I just try and instill in people these, you know, new ways of looking at things. It's not about you. It's about the listener. And how do you make, how do you get, you know, you write what you know, write what you feel, that's great. But how do you put it in what I call the God voice? You know, it's like somebody just looking down at that situation.
Totally get it, man.
Yeah.
I'm already following around with you. That was a friend of mine, and then we drank wine, and we were both blind. I see how prophetic. see how I'm right in tune with you, like with the vibe right there?
That's right.
But that's a contribution. Don't take it now. I mean, I know you've recorded that, but that was really prophetic.
That's right.
And intense. No, I don't mean
it. Right, and you have that. Right. Hey, baby, let's go eat Tex-Mex and go have sex. You
know, yeah. Just like really, like really putting things, that's better.
You know, visually, emotionally.
Damn it.
Anyhow, I do the whole workshop, and then there's, you know, there's song critiques involved in there, and then we kind of have a little
open
mic concert. Yeah. So I did the first one in Sweetwater. You know, there's just, they're like the Costco's of online musical things. They're great, great people. And it was great. It went over great. And I had a bunch of other ones booked. And I came back to the hotel that night, and Rachel Maddow's on it. And there's this thing going on. And they're, you know, closed. New York City has just closed down. And, but you know, it was like, literally, when I was in there, and they say, "Hey, how much room and space do you want?" I said, "Just enough space. You're not hitting somebody, you know, in the head with a guitar." And that wound up being, you know, the next day, if you ask, "How much space do you want?" You know, 6 feet and no more than, you know, 10 people in the room. So, you know, that kind of knocked me out of schedule for about a couple of years, and you know, trying to be doing some stuff with Country Music Hall of Fame, and they're putting together California country rock exhibit that's going to be opening up this year. And I'm going to be kind of participating in that and do a little bit of the show and giving them some of my Rick Nelson, Stone Canyon Band will be one of the featured acts. And
that's right. You played with Rick Nelson. Was it after James Burton or right around that time or something?
No, actually it was past that. You know, Rick had his teen idol stage, and Burton was like right in there. He's on the Ozzy and Harriet shows, the first, and Rick really invented Ozzy Nelson invented the rock video.
Oh, wow.
And they used to incorporate all the stuff that the kids were playing baseball. They're playing baseball on the show. They bring, you know, lamps from the home for the set, and they really just sort of built their lifestyle in. And then Rick had some girlfriend that said, "Oh, I love Elvis." He said, "Oh, I'm making a record," you know, just BSing. And then he went to his dad and said, "You know, I want to do, you know, make a record." And they did a little demo. And then they said, "Okay, well, let's write into it's like a dad, you know, the prom dance or something." And Ricky said, you know, plays the song. And I don't remember whether it's Hello, Mary Lou. I think it's Traveling Man. Yeah. And they had these montage things of people all around the world, Polynesian babies and all that stuff. And kind of, you know, the show aired theoretically on a Friday, you know, on a Monday morning, you know, like ABC is getting, you know, like 30,000 requests. Where do I buy that? You know, and Ozzy went, okay, at the end of every show, Rick sings his song, you know. And
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy and Harriet Bourne.
Yeah. You know, hey. I want to hear some of your music is what I want to hear.
Man. Play something, buddy.
Okay.
You can do like a verse and a chorus if you feel like it. Some people just do that. Some people do whole songs. It's up to you, man.
Well, I'll do the whole kind of song because it's a little story. And this is the title song of my CD. And it's our CD because it's like one of those songs the muse sends through you to kind of, you know, get out, people. Founding Father, looking down from up above on this country, you created with such love. Are you happy with everything you see? Founding Father, won't you talk to me? You created something never seen before. All men equal in the eyes of the law, formed a union, indivisible and strong, founding father. Where did we go wrong? You had your differences, you had your doubts, but you never stopped believing in the dream. Through the grace of God, it all worked out. It's the miracle we call democracy. Founding Father, looking down on us today, are you troubled to see how far we've gone astray from the vision of your golden legacy? Can you help to reunite us somehow? Founding Fathers, we could sure use you now. You had the differences, you had your doubts, but you never stopped believing in the dream. Through the grace of God, it all worked out. It's the miracle they call democracy. Founding Father, looking down on us today, are you troubled to see how far we've gone astray from the vision of your golden legacy? Can you help to reunite us somehow? Founding Fathers, we could sure use you now. Founding Fathers, we could sure use you now.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Loved it. Loved
good
it.
Job. Thank
you. You can go to my website and you can listen to that for free, and you can listen to my whole new CD for free, or you can download it, which is nice. That paves the way for the next one.
Where do they go to
listen,
do that?
Yeah, but you can listen to the song for free. Go
where
to
do, they do that, buddy.
They go to www.dennysarokin.com. And voila, there I am. And I talk about the workshops, and I've got the music. I have my first CD. They have a song. There's a song, Sanibel, that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young recorded on my last CD. And actually, I came up with one of the great merchandising devices ever on this recent concert I did. I was introducing the song, and I said, here's the song, Sanibel, that's on my new CD. And then I kind of paused and spontaneously said, it's also on my last CD. And if you'd like to see how much better I've gotten in the past 15 years, buy them both.
There you go.
Got a chuckle. And then I went to sell my merch, and people said, I'll take them both. I'll take them both. Yeah, you got the other one. I said, like, wow.
Right on.
That's great, man. That says a lot. Hey, Denny, one last thing here. So Don Swart said that you and my brother had crossed paths at one time. Jason, do you know Jason? I'm not mixing you up with somebody else. So,
what's your last name?
Chef.
Jason Chef. Yes, I do. Son of Jerry Chef.
Yeah, me too. I'm the son of Jerry Chef.
Oh, great.
But anyway.
Yeah, son of a chef. Yeah, Jason was
you son of a chef. You son of a chef, you.
I had a lady that lived out in Santa Monica, and her best friend was a lady named Pat Hawks, who was in a band.
Of course.
And and Jason was the bass, was her bass player. So, you know, we just kind of be hanging out. We'd sort of you know, informally wind up, you know, at the beach together and stuff. And we'd go down to, you know, to see them play and stuff like that. And, and Jason just became, I mean, he was a great guy then, but he's kind of a quiet, you know, quiet kind of guy. And, you know, when you see him in Chicago and paving it out and, you know, nailing everything, it's just amazing. And she gave up doing music. And wound up her brother saying, hey, you know, you're doing all this stuff in front of people. And, you know, why don't you like sell
shirt? He's trying to say, he froze. Yeah. But her brother was Tony Hawk, the famous skateboard player.
Yeah. And she's the one that really kind of say.
So she became off the whole, his manager. So the skateboard.
Yeah. Great moments in rock and roll.
That's great, man. I mean, there's a lot of to think about Santa Monica in those early days right there. Yeah, you were there like in the early days, buddy.
Yeah, I really sort of was, you know, that kind of beginning of the Troubadour days and, you know, that whole. And actually playing with Rick, Rick was really kind of like almost the godfather of California country rock. Mm-hmm. I mean, he played the Troubadour and did a live album. It's fantastic. And he was doing like Hello Mary Lou, but he had Tom Brumley from the Buckaroos, or the Jimi Hendrix of steel guitar together again and all those magnificent things. Yeah. And he was doing his songs, but, you know, kind of he put together the Stone Canyon Band, like that's his garage band and, you know, world-class country steel player. And while all these guys who turned into the Eagles and the Jackson Browns and the Linda Ronstadts were sitting at the bar trying to get people to, you know, drink, buy them drinks and stuff, you know, I mean, Rick did a whole live album. Randy Meisner of the Eagles was in his band at the time. And
Oh, cool.
People should check it out. And check out, I was thrilled to do an album called Windfall with Rick. I just joined the band and I wound up having like five songs on the album and kind of the silent producer and playing a lot of the tracks. And, you know, it was the first time I really.
What a bummer.
Somebody kind of let
Too
me
bad
go.
They didn't want to include you. That's great, man.
Right?
That's incredible. And by the way, Pat Hawk, you know, my brother played in a top 40 band in San Diego before we moved to L.A. And my brother replaced Nathan East, who was the bass player in San Diego at the Hilton Inn. Well, Nathan East moved to L.A. and my brother filled his shoes at 16 at the Hilton playing bass and singing. And Pat was the singer of that band. And that's where they originally met because obviously we're all from San Diego. Pat Hawk is obviously your brother. Tony Hawk, the great skateboarder. And I remember that kid. Well, my brother was, you know, dating her. You know, he was just like this young kid, man. He was this incredible skateboarder and became like this, fell off the face of the earth, man. And then all of a sudden videos came out and that's where Pat jumped in there and really.
Yeah, you know, it's, boy, just started something crazy. From nothing. And, you know, that kind
of
stuff.
A great singer, too, because, you know, most people don't realize, man, she's done some vocals, man. She's incredible. She did a lot of vocals with a bunch of different people, right?
She did. So I did some, had her sing on some of my demos. I was doing a bunch of songs for movie replacement things at Universal, and I have her sing, you know, anytime I needed, you know, something. Usually I do the one man band thing. And the engineer played sax, so, you know, kind of covered most of the bases. But anytime I wanted that kind of lady textured thing, or boy, she was like the only one on the list. She was great, great lady.
Awesome. Well, Denny, it's been a pleasure having you on. Love your music. Love your stories.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you guys and gals so much.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you. And, you know, and the fact that you're helping others and teaching others to play That's guitar incredible. And stuff, you're taking what you've learned and passing it on and That's to other incredible. Inspiring artists out there that, you know, that want to get into this business. So,
well, every time I teach or something, and when I see that light bulb go off of somebody's head, they really get it. And some people, they don't get it on the music. They don't get it on, you know, you just have to have them get it here and kind of, I grok it. I get it from the inside out.
Right.
And when their light bulb goes off, I'm like that kid sitting there and, you know, trying to figure out the riff to Day Trip or something. And after doing it wrong, you know, 1,000 times, oh man, I am George Harrison. You know, so I just love to kind of pass that feeling on. It's you learn, the teacher learns from the student.
Yeah. Well, that was one song I could relate to, Day Tripping. I was like, wow. That was a 70s thing, though. Hey, Day Tripping in San Diego. Anyway,
All right, Denny. Thank you.
Thank
again.
You, guys. It's a lot of fun talking to you. Enjoyed all the madness I heard before that. And you know, take
care. Thank you for putting up with us, man. Pray for us. We'll
yeah,
need
thanks
that.
For putting up with us.
That's right. Okay. We all do. Okay. Yeah. And again, visit. Go catch some free music and learn more about you know the lessons.
I can't wait.
And stuff like that. www.dennysorokin.com.
Feel like you're my long lost brother, dude. Good Lord, man. I can't wait to go listen to it. Seriously. I'm excited
okay.
Now.
Awesome. And that's all I got to say, and I'll make way for the other guests and people. Thanks, you guys.
Buddy.
Have a great season. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's a lot of fun. We need more like real street people and less, you know, mega executive,
corporate,
you know,
right.
Oil corporation people choosing the music for us.
Right. So amen.
Thank you, guys.
Right on, buddy.
All right. Thank
adios,
you.
Pal.
Bye. Have a good night.
That's a real songwriter, storyteller. That's the roots of music right there.
That's crazy.
If you can't pick up a guitar and play a song and sing it, or put your hands on a piano and play it by yourself and sing it, I don't know how much. I know technology is kind of advanced and there's lots of tools, but that's an art right there. And it's a thing that, you know, kind of is, you know, with all the new tools out there getting lost, but when you hear it, it just shakes you and brings you right back to what the roots of music really started from.
Exactly.
You know? And it makes no difference. I mean, you know, I'll grab a few samples here and there, you know, and use them on some things. But, you know, you still, you know, to be able to actually come up with melody, write some changes, write some chords, I mean, you know, and work it out. That's the art, you know. So that was great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
All right, let's bring on our next guest, Danny Terrell. How are you doing?
How's
Danny?
It going,
hey. Hey.
You got your mom and him. Where's your mom and him?
Mom, dad, and my sister are in there most of the time, yeah.
Yeah,
where are they?
They're in the chat somewhere, aren't they?
They're in the other room.
They're in the other room. In the other room on their cell phones. Wait.
They probably are, yeah.
Oh, finally they put Danny on the air. Okay, now.
Hey, they've been watching patiently.
Sandra. Hey, Sandy. Yep. Hi, Sandy. I'm just kidding.
Yep, they're here.
Oh,
yep.
Look at that. I am here.
Great support system. Love
That's
it.
Awesome.
So are you in the dark or what's going on?
I'm in the dark. Let me get the light on.
Okay.
Yeah, look, he's got all the curtains closed. It's all light outside. The guy's just like, I'm here.
There we go.
Look at that, man. There he is.
Yep. There you go. Now we see
you.
Yeah, Sandra's like, yep, I'm on my tablet.
Yeah.
Look at these. Oh, there you go. Turn on the lights, Sandra. My goodness, man.
Thank
what are you guys doing, man? Yeah. Trying to like scare the crap out of everybody over there in the neighborhood? Like, turn all the lights off.
They're trying to do a haunted
house. Serve nowadays.
A seance.
Yeah, right.
Seance. You got your Ouija board out over there, dude. No, just I'm just kidding.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah,
you.
Don't mess with that.
No. Absolutely not.
What are you talking about? I said Luigi.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Like Mario and Luigi, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell you guys are doing.
I mess with some Mario Kart all day long.
Yeah.
All right. So Danny, you're a singer songwriter. You started your career when you were 15 years old in church, singing in church, and then you found your love of country music there. So tell us, tell us your journey.
Well, I first picked up guitar when I was about 12, maybe 13. I played the violin before that, but I didn't start singing until I was about 15 and started singing in church. And then I started adding in the bars, just playing for tips. And then, which was rough.
Church to bars. Made that big switch.
Yeah.
Church to bars, man. Yeah.
And then I added in karaoke. And since then I've been writing and singing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So what made you pick country specifically over all the other genres?
Well, I grew up on pop rock, but mostly country. So I always had a good time. I always enjoyed singing it.
What was pop rock in your era though? I mean, pop rock is different depending on how old you are. So in your era of pop rock, what was that?
Well, and no, it was really pop and then rock. So like Michael Jackson.
I love Michael.
AC/DC. Pop rocks.
Like the candy.
Right.
Jinx you.
But yeah. Jinx you. So Michael Jackson, all them, and so. But I enjoy country most more than anything.
So Michael Jackson to country, I love it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, that's like me. I grew up. My childhood was like we had dance parties to Michael Jackson, and then we switched to Shania Twain, and then it was Faith Hill.
You can't switch back and forth. I mean,
yeah. Why are you
I do not love Michael Jackson's music, man. I mean, I don't care who you are, man. It's the production.
He's a king of pop.
Don't stop speaking enough.
Can you do the moonwalk?
No. I could do it forward.
You can
and
do it
backwards.
You can do it there?
Backwards and forwards. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I can.
We need to have I got this Frankie green do the moonwalk behind me. On his YouTube channel.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Like Danny, we want to know if you can sing some Michael Jackson for us. You did some on karaoke. What karaoke? What'd you do? Billie Jean? Come on, bro.
Billie Jean. Billie
Jean. No, I won't touch it.
My lover.
I won't touch it.
That's pretty good.
I won't even touch it.
Oh, goodness.
So you were 4-time nominated for the Josie Music Awards.
Yeah. I my first year, I got nominated for Video of the Year. For my first EP, title track, Middle of Nowhere. Mm-hmm. And then okay. I didn't end up winning that year, but last year I was nominated for Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and EP of the Year.
Nice.
And I ended up taking home Male Album of the Year last year, so that was pretty cool. Awesome. And then this year I'm nominated for Album of the Year again, and then Single of the Year and Vocalist of the Year.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, for a lot of people who don't know what Josie Music Awards, can you enlighten us a little bit?
Yeah, they are the largest independent award show in the nation, in the world, actually. So I think they had 38,000 submissions last year, and over 52,000 this year.
Oh, wow.
How do you submit?
Yeah. Well, you go online. They have a submission.
They have a submit button.
Like, how do you submit? Let me submit real quick.
No, they
email category.
They have a time frame where you could submit. It's like middle of January until the end of April.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, it's pretty.
You
cool.
You got to get dirt submitted at least.
Well, I think I missed the cutoff date. He said April, so
just a little bit. Right. Just by a few
next
weeks.
Next year.
There you go.
Dude, your dad is so proud of you right now, man. He's like, son, you look awesome, man. And look at your mom, man.
Aww.
Yeah, that's great.
Love
they
it.
Like to try and save electricity.
Yeah, that's what she says. We're trying to save electricity. That's why the lights are off during the
interview. Probably got all the lights on in the back.
Oh, funny.
All right, here, do a podcast. Turn all the lights off. Why not? no, it's great, actually. I'm curious, what are those four little pictures between the fireplace and the curtains?
It says live, dream, celebrate, and love.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Love it.
That's really cool. What do the curtains say up there? Anything?
They're old.
Oh.
They don't say anything.
Oh, I thought well,
there's like a title 70. For your next song right there. Those
what
four
is
words.
It?
It's oh, just wow. Like it's like 70s.
I love it, man. It's totally cool, dude. I was a teenager in the 70s. It's awesome, dude. Yeah. For sure, bruh. I grew up in San Diego. Anyway.
I wasn't a teenager in the 70s.
Nope.
I know you were in diapers.
Not even close.
I was in diapers. Yes, nope. I was.
Nope.
He was in Depends. He was wearing Depends when he was 2.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. It was a thing.
So anyway. Are you doing any touring or, I mean, what are you doing with your music right now?
Right now, we're kind of taking it easy. I'm doing a lot of songwriting here lately.
Okay.
So trying to focus on that and playing shows here and there. But with COVID down, COVID, we're finally getting back into playing shows. So it's really slow though.
So I'm assuming that during the whole COVID period you were just in there writing songs
as much as I could. Yeah, trying to write at least once or twice a week, if not more.
Right.
But you're packing them in once or twice a week. So what did you do in that once or twice a week? Let's, what do you say we maybe jump into one? You got your guitar around, buddy? You want to play one of these suckers? Let's hear what you, since you were slamming them out once and twice a week, let's hear.
Right. Like like burgers at the local Good Burger.
I so this one is my title track off of my latest album, Hold On. And I wrote this with I wrote this over Zoom with a couple of buddies, Mike Brennan and Richard Mitchell. And I had an idea that I wanted a song that everybody could relate to, a song that when people feel down, they have a song that they can put themselves in their shoes or put themselves in that in those pair of shoes and have something to keep them pushing.
Good on.
Let's go. Hold on. When the storms come blowing out of nowhere and your good time starts slipping away, when it feels like the world is stacked against you, just hold on and keep the faith. You got to hold on when the seconds turn to hours. Hold on when the darkness seems to win. Don't you believe you're just a pawn in its power? Let it roll off your shoulders till a new day begins. You've got to hold on. You got to hold on. Just hold on. When all hope feels lost and there's nowhere left to run to, when you're all alone with your back against the wall, you can't see how you'll ever get around it. Just hold on in the face of it all. You've got to hold on when the seconds turn to hours. Hold on when the darkness seems to win. Don't you believe you're just a pawn in its power? Let it roll off your shoulders till a new day begins. You've got to hold on. You got to hold on. You're not still shining, it'll find a way to get to you. Hold on when the seconds turn to hours. Hold on when the darkness seems to win. Don't you believe you're just a pawn in its power? Let it roll off your shoulders till a new day begins. You've got to hold on. You got to hold on. Just hold on. You got to hold on. Yeah, hold on. Just hold.
Love it.
Really love good, it. Dude.
Awesome Thank job.
You. Thank you very much.
You know what's incredible about that, man, is like when you started off the 1-4-5, you know, the typical chords, I was thinking, okay. And this is the magic of music, man. And Elise and I have touched on this before. It's like, it's amazing each individual person what they can come up melody wise to the same chords. And there you came up with something so really great and unique, man, with those same chords that have been used a million times. Cause at first I was going, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
And I love it, man, because you're where, you know, that's the individuality of you, man. And you actually came up with some really cool melodies, obviously lyrics too, but you, yeah. it wasn't, sometimes you hear those three chords and you go, oh boy, I think I've heard the song 100 times.
Same
and
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was great, man. It was killer, dude. The way you crafted that. And then in the chorus, the E minor going over to that open E minor kind of shape was really cool too. And the E flat major sus 7 D flat 5. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, is that a thing?
Oh man.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh, well, now I see why you got nominated. So there you go. Congratulations.
Same here. So
I can't.
Hey man. You gotta hold on. That's all I gotta say. Hold on.
It's funny because Richard Lee said, I think Elise was singing with you just in her head.
I was just imagining that Michael Jackson thing, you know, with that's what I'm saying. Hold on.
Get the hat and get the sparkly glove.
You gotta hold
on.
Anyway, that was killer, dude.
Oh, love it.
Oh, my God.
Sandra's going crazy.
Yeah, mom. Your mom loves your music.
Mom,
she's not biased here or anything, but she loves your music.
She's super supportive. She's the one that drives me back and forth to the studio. So
nice.
Good mama. Yeah. Where can we find your music?
On my website at www.dannyterrell.com. And then, of course, Spotify, iTunes. You can get it on YouTube, Amazon, everywhere.
Amazon, okay.
Love it. All right. Cool. Got TikTok. Any new projects coming up?
No. With me writing all the time, I'm trying to get as many written as possible before I start recording the next one.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to do a new video here pretty soon. So
that's good, dude. It's good to stay focused on something all too often, man, a lot of us, myself included, get nothing done because, you know, you're like, you know, it's great to just see you're going, no, I'm not going to do any gigs right now. I'm going to just stay focused on this. And it's smart, man, because you're not spreading yourself too thin and you're actually getting something done. That's the hardest part, right? Getting something finished.
Can get a hold of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Your mom said that 3 music videos are on YouTube. So
look at mom. She's the manager.
She's helping.
The momager.
I love it.
The mom.
The momager.
Mominger. Mama name.
All right, Danny Terrell, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking some time with us on a Sunday night.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
You sound great, dude.
Awesome. I appreciate it, sir. Perfect. And you know what? Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, Danny Sr. Good to see you, Danny Sr. and mom.
Yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Danny. Take care
now. Take it easy, buddy.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, that was great. I really liked that one.
You gotta hold on.
Yeah, it's stuck in my head. Da, 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 you gotta
hold on.
Yeah. That was awesome.
He ripped me off. I'm telling you. I had a song. Yeah, he ripped me off. I mean, I haven't known the guy. I've never met him, and he's never heard my music. I haven't heard his, but he ripped me off. I'm just kidding.
Of course. That's how it always is. Everybody's a good out song. For
hey, they ripped me off.
Oh, goodness. Awesome. Oh, what a great show.
No, it was a lot of fun. We had a blast. We had some great guests and great stories to hear, you know, from our guests. And as always, Elise, it's great to have you on here in the co-hosting role.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah,
it is fantastic.
It's fabulous.
Really lovely.
Yeah, pretty spare. There you go.
Awesome. Well, thanks you guys so much for having me on. I hope you'll have a good rest of your weekend and a good week.
Absolutely. You too. So we want to thank the Moonshine Shenanigans, Frankie McDonald, Elise Harper with the news. Our guests, we got Danny Terrell and Denny Sarakin. Thank you for joining us. And as always, Danny my awesomest co-hosts team, Darren Sheff and Elise Harper. Thank you for joining. Can't do the show without you guys, and can't do the show without our amazing audience out there blowing up the chats each and every Sunday night.
Of course, man. Look at, man. Are you kidding? Richard Lee, all these locals, man.
They're local.
Well, the regular locals. And then we have, of course, the Wild Child himself. I mean, let's not forget about him. I mean,
give it up for Roger.
This show wouldn't be here if it wasn't him.
Yay! Yeah.
Come on.
I'll give myself the cowbell there.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I want to thank you all for joining us. We'll be back next week. Until then, Roger the Wild Child. See ya.